This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Hopefully by now you're fully recovered from March Madness. And with that in the rearview mirror, we've got some numbers. Viewership for women's matches this year was way up. The Elite Eight games averaged 2.2 million viewers, 4.5 million for the Final Four, and for the final match, 9.9 million. That's a 103% viewership increase from just the year before. So where better to get in on the women's sports hype than at a bar that airs only women's sports? For the latest installment of our series, My Economy, we checked in with Ginny Nguyen in Portland, Oregon. She's the owner of The Sports Bra, where they do exactly that.
March Madness was literally madness in all of the best ways. So we had Final Four on Friday. We opened early for the Thorns game on Saturday. And then Sunday was a championship game. So it was like 3 days of just like nonstop. I feel like there's just a dramatic difference between basketball and soccer fans. So soccer, there's like whole entire like 10-minute periods where nobody's saying anything. In basketball, it is like dramatic all the time. There's like constant energy, like a static energy that's just like blah, 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 and then it's just like explosive at times. People came like in jerseys, dressed up. There were tables where couples had the opposite team's jerseys on because they came from different schools or different regions of the country. So you just had like this really amazing vibe of like a friendly rivalry. During the winter, we definitely had a couple months of just like slow, super slow. We just like lost our shorts in December. But overall, the things like steady business and stuff like that, we're very fortunate. We've just been doing really well. Supply chain stuff, I mean, there is a dramatic rise in food costs. And we're in the process of reprinting our menus now for spring, summer anyway. And we're going to accommodate for some of that. But it is dramatic. And I spoke to a restaurant owner of a large chain here in Portland. And he said that they've raised prices 5 times in the last 5 months to keep up. And because they're so large, they can do it. You know, but because we're small and there's tons of small restaurants, they literally can't afford to do that because the customers would never come back. But, you know, we've made kind of a name for ourselves. So I would say that in the grand scheme of things, the Sports Bra and I are very, very fortunate as far as business goes. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary and it was really, really special. You know, spaces like this are really important for not just sports and not just representation, but for the people who come to be a part of that community. So there was a woman who came in and brought me a bouquet of flowers. And she's a regular. She comes in all the time. But the cool story is that when she came into the Sports Bra on our grand opening day, she met another woman at the bar. The two of them got to talking and they started dating like shortly after that. And they're still together. So when she said happy anniversary to me, I was just like, happy anniversary to you. And like, we always joke about like, if they get married, they gotta get married at the Sports Bra.